Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Umut, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. What's good and what's happening, my people? How you doing? Me, I'm good. I cannot complain. You know what? A day at a time is how I am doing it because 2020, it's been canceled, yo. But anyway, I do hope everybody is safe out there, and thank you so much for joining me on the African Album Review Podcast.
The latest African album review is...
Critic is a Ugandan-born Zambian hip-hop star that has stood the test of time and is regarded as one of the best lyricists from Zed and on the continent. Today, I will be reviewing his brand new album titled Vision. Vision was released on September 6, 2020. It has 10 tracks and a 33-minute runtime. One feature, which is Zubs, and what a feature, man, what a feature. The album cover is as simple as it is complex. You get a multicolored mask, which looks like one of those Makishi masks, and it has red, white, yellow, and blue colors. Does this mean that Critic is an alter ego or a facade to hide the person behind it? Or maybe the representative? Or the mask comes with a power and responsibility to align with a pre-written vision? I don't know.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Vision opens up with a voicemail where Critic is unavailable to pick up the call, probably because he's making dope albums. And he even drops his government name, Victor, in there. Interesting. Getting Critic and Zubs on the same track, which is one of the tracks on the album, honestly just sent chills down my spine. These two are two of the greatest MCs to ever come out of Africa. The song has reverberating keys that echo in your ear while sounding like an old school resurrection of sorts. You know when the older heads come back to remind you how their flow tastes like fried yams? Yeah, this is the song. Zubs was probably nicer than I even remember him to be. He had a bit of a deeper tone to his delivery than what I'm used to, but I'm not complaining, man. He did his thing. I just wish his verse was longer on this track, for my own selfish interest. The chorus is super easy to catch and repeat. I predict this one to be an underground favorite for many, and yeah, oh yeah, the song is called Fried Yams. Nice title, bro. Imagine opening up a track with the line, Cecil John Rhodes is the African Willie Lynch. The African mind has been blind ever since. That's how deep the lyrics on Black Privilege, which is track 2, goes. The second verse starts with the line, Thomas Sankara is the African Che Guevara, murdered by his people for standing for truth and honor. Bruh. I mean, bro, you know when lyrics hit you like, damn. What caught my attention about this track is how upbeat the instrumental is, while the lyricism and just the honesty in there is beyond amazing. I loved the beat switch up around the 3-minute mark too. It was quite nice. Unexpected, but nice. Stargazing has a familiar sounding sample borrowing the same core as Addictive by Truth Hurts, that doom doom kind of thing. Probably say that terribly, but yeah, whatever. You can't miss it at all. Again, lyrically, Critic will get you. He says, I was the really good player that they keep on the bench. That line paints a perfect picture, doesn't it? There's plenty more where that came from. For example, on the song White Lies, Black Truths, Critic says, all that melanin is unlimited grace. Our intuition begins where your ability breaks. Reads like poetry, doesn't it? And you know what? That song leaves you with a lot of questions, if I may say. Okay, I gotta stop quoting lines from these songs now. But just know this album has plenty of quotables and jewels like that. And my people, if you do like what I do on this podcast, head over to motomotomusic.com. Top right hand corner, click the PayPal icon and donate some coins to keep us afloat and to keep our lights on and to keep the African album reviews coming.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Topic wise, just take your pick, honestly. There's everything here and more for somebody that wants to dig deeper into life as a Zambian, African, and a black person in general. Songs like Get It make reference to innocent people like Vespa's Shimunjila, who lost her life tragically in 2018. He talks about poverty, debt, mental illness, fighting for what you believe in, police brutality, a captured justice system, fake wokeness, corruption, money, the whole shebang, really. I don't know if I've listened to this album enough to even tell you about the lyrical content, the depth of it. This album gets you nodding your head in agreement while also challenging you to question certain things about your life and life in general, and also maybe how you've been treated, especially on racial lines, you know, or even just societal lines in terms of class divide and stuff. That's not an easy thing to do for any singer or any MC, but all in all, it's testimony to impactful music that will relate deep, and part of why I like Vision. What Critic is really good at is painting a picture for you. He may not necessarily aim to tell, I guess, continuous stories about the same thing or narrating something that happened to him in his past or something like that, but instead he always tells a good story within his songs. That made me appreciate his talent even more on Vision. The mixing and mastering was very, very good. Clarity. I love clarity, and it was there from start to finish, particularly for the vocals. The attention to detail was stellar, with an outstanding sonic presence. That isn't easy to put your finger on, yet it's easy to miss if it's not there. The vocals had that vocal sheen, man. That kaniceness, kanice nyana. I don't even know how to say it, but it was there. Occasionally, it was also surprising how much they went in on the calculated detail just for this mixing and mastering, which many artists and mix engineers would forgo or not think is important enough, you know, just tiny things. But sometimes they make the difference between good mastering and, okay, this is great mastering. What I do need to ask the man himself, Critic, is how long this album took to make and then mix and master. There's a lot of work in it, is all I know. And shout out to MIG Entertainment for the work here. Vision feels like a body of work that's a journey to another realm of hip-hop. Some of the beats are old-school, boom-bap type, then maybe not even that old-school, but you get what I mean. And you also get some really hard-hitting, more modern-feeling beats with that swag to give a unique mixture and balance. The beats were very varied and offer a comfortable point of appreciation for the audience. I didn't necessarily expect this from Critic, but I'm also glad that this is what he offered. I don't even know what exactly I expected, because my favorite song he did was Vitumbo as part of 2-1, and it is nothing like the intelligent MC here, but I knew this album would be the MC anyway. I do like listening to bodies of work without expectations, so that gives me no bias in reviewing it. I really enjoy how clear Critic is as a rapper. His delivery is impeccable and he has a cadence that makes you stay along with him. Opportunely, he maintains a distinct energy throughout the album. And 10 tracks, honestly, they pretty much flew by. He also has about 3 or so unique flows, maybe even more than that, which means he's not a one-trick pony, and that alone tells you how comfortable he is in this lane. But I don't even have to say this because Critic is regarded as probably the best rapper or hip-hop artist, MC, in Zambia. So that tag does not come easy, and he's held it for a long time. I think one song he shined on the cadence part was On My Soul. It's a slower beat, which needs mastery to get the delivery right. And Critic knocked it out of the park, straight up. Now, if I were to critique anything on the album, I really don't know if I would change anything on this album. You know what, I don't want to say I'll change something just for the fact that, you know, you have to put Critique to sound balanced. But for what it is, Vision is almost perfect. And it really would be unfair for me to say I'll change something. And especially on the hip hop side of things, this is one of the most complete albums I've heard. And possibly from the hip hop angle, the most complete album I've heard. Probably this year, and even the hip-hop albums I reviewed last year.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I would say Critic is an MC through and through. He sounds authentic and convincing in the message he delivers. In another sense, he is a hip-hop scholar. So he doesn't just put out work, he gets inspired to put out work. That is the craziest thing about this album too. You can feel that he's widely read and takes his influences from a sort of vantage point of life. Vision is such an honest album that highlights why Critic has the respect of so many in the Z music industry and beyond. I will go out on a limb and say, when it comes to true lyricists, Critic is easily in my top 5 in Africa. Maybe I'll put P.O in there. As well, then we can discuss the others with you sometime. My picks from Vision are The Boy and the Man, Fried Yams, White Lies, Black Truths, Black Privilege, Stargazing, Get It, On My Soul, All For You, which is a dope big up joint to people that helped him through, helped him along the way, including family and friends. And also explains the thinking behind the title, Vision. That's almost the whole album, and I can't say enough how I'm impressed by the musicality and, most importantly, the knowledge within this album. It's more than just music, it's a message. I'm gonna say this album is perfectly placed for me as someone that appreciates hip-hop from back in the day and understands the art to an extent, but is probably even better placed for a true hip-hop head, probably from their mid-20s right through to their 40s. You will appreciate the subject matter depth as much as the delivery, while the beats give you a nice balance between fresh and old school without sounding out of touch with reality. Listen to and buy Vision by Critic, and you can do that on Mvesesani.com. Mvesesani, Mvesesani.com. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.